The Geometry of Truth, Part 4. The Z-Axis of Truth. The Hinge of Love. How Generational Incoherence Salted Our Roots. There's a reason so many of us can talk about love, but rarely feel it without fear. The soil beneath us was salted long before we arrived. We are the descendants of dehydrated trust. Our nervous systems grew in fields where belonging was traded for productivity, where safety became conditional, and where love was something to earn instead of something we are. To understand why coherence feels so rare, we have to look beneath the surface, into the salted soil itself. The human nervous system is like soil, rich, adaptive, alive, designed for growth. But in the last few generations, that soil has been stripped, poisoned, and privatized. It didn't start with smartphones or social media. It started when belonging itself was sold off, when the local, living mycelium of trust was uprooted in the name of efficiency. In 1989, the U.S. savings and loan crisis marked more than a financial collapse. It marked the privatization of our nervous systems. Tens of thousands of community banks, once the heart of local economies and relationships, were consolidated, securitized, and resold. Money left towns. So did empathy. So did the community hydration. And the ripple kept spreading. We replaced neighborhood with network, family with function, co-regulation with contracts. Each generation since has been born into thinner soil. Less safety, more static. When the soil dries out, roots clutch instead of reaching. When our nervous systems lose their sense of communal hydration, love becomes something to manage rather than something to live through. The biology of the breach. We inherited this tension of this breach, not metaphorically, but biologically. Parents too braced to rest passed vigilance off as love. Children learned that safety meant staying alert. We grew up mistaking exhaustion for responsibility and anxiety for care. Our fascia, that shimmering web of connective tissue wrapping every cell and organ, absorbed the static. Under chronic stress, fascia hardens. It loses its glide, its water, its signal. Emotion stops moving. Memory gets stuck in muscle. The body keeps what the mind can't metabolize. This is how emotional dehydration becomes lineage. You can see it in posture, the slight hunch, the locked jaw, the shallow breath. We didn't just inherit eye color and temperament. We inherited tension. And with every generation, conductivity decreases. The body holds a little less charge. The heart field hums a little less clearly. Each of us becomes a dimmer conduit for love's transmission until someone in the line learns how to rehydrate. The crevice between will and love. In the body, this breach forms between the solar plexus and the heart, between will and love. It's the hinge between power and compassion, between doing and being, between self-preservation and connection. By around age 10, your root system has fully formed. The first circuitry of safety and belonging that allows you to stand in the world. from that grounded base, energy naturally begins to rise through the sacral, where movement, curiosity, and relational flow awaken. Through the solar plexus, where individuality, agency, and direction take shape. And finally, into the heart, where that power learns to soften, where will matures into care, and individuality learns to include others. But for many of us, the ascent never completed. Our civilization stalled between the solar plexus and the heart, between ambition and empathy. We built systems that glorified control. We mistook domination for safety. We worshipped performance over presence. We armored our hearts in gold and called it success. Every species grows toward the sun. Ours built mirrors instead of windows. This is the great crevice, the hinge between will and love. And until we bridge it, no technology, no ideology, no prayer can restore coherence. The mycelial path back to wholeness. If we want to remember how, the forest can show us. Beneath every healthy ecosystem is a mycelial network, a living, breathing intelligence of connection. It doesn't compete, it communicates. When one tree suffers drought, the others send water. When one limb is attacked, the others share defense molecules. The forest thrives not because it avoids death, but because it knows how to recycle it. It metabolizes incoherence into nutrients. That's what soft-bonded, hydrated systems do. They compost static back into flow. Humans once lived this way, as relational mycelium. Our nervous systems evolved to regulate through touch, breath, laughter, and tears. But over time, the soil of trust was replaced with screens and policies. Now we scroll for resonance instead of sensing it. We're still wired for co-regulation, but we live in isolation. Our roots are touching, but the ground is sterile. The only way back is through connection, not mechanical, but mycelial. Not top down, but heart outward. The mycelium doesn't heal by purifying the salt. It heals by growing through it. The same is true for us. The physics of the hinge. Truth is what happens when energy rises cleanly through the system. When the x-axis of flow and the y-axis of openness align vertically through the heart. That alignment creates the z-axis, the hinge, the point where mass turns radiant. Einstein gave us E equals mc squared, the formula for how matter becomes energy. But coherence is what makes it sacred. E equals m times coherence squared, the formula for how truth becomes light. When the heart field hums, your body literally changes state. Brain waves synchronize with heartbeat. The fascia rehydrates. The electromagnetic field expands beyond the skin. You start transmitting instead of talking. That's not mysticism. That's physics scaled through the biology of trust. The hinge opens when the will of the solar plexus and the compassion of the heart stop competing and start resonating. That's when power becomes stewardship. That's when energy becomes love. The somatic path of return. We can't think our way back to coherence. We have to feel our way home. The return begins in the body. Awareness. Notice your bracing. Notice the moments your breath stops. That's where truth is afraid to enter. Softening. Breath into the jaw, the belly, the chest. Let tears, laughter, or sweat move the residues of unspoken truth. Rerooting. Reconnect to water, to nature, to others. True grounding is not withdrawal, it's contact. Transmitting. Speak what's real. Don't armor it in cleverness. Let your energy and words match, even if your voice shakes. Each act of honesty hydrates the field. Each moment of vulnerability composts incoherence into wisdom. Our nervous systems remember how to hum. They just need safety long enough to try again. The collective re-hum. Civilizations, like bodies, can only hold so much bracing before they crack. Our current static, political, digital, social, is the sound of a collective nervous system trying to discharge centuries of stored tension. It's messy because healing always is. But coherence is contagious. When one person hums with truth, others entrain to it. The geometry scales. That's how a renaissance begins. Not through revolt, but through resonance. The heart field is not personal property. It's the commons of coherence. The Z-axis isn't an idea. It's a doorway. And every time one of us steps through it, we choose truth over performance, softness over defense, love over control. We help reopen the ancient circuit between heaven and earth. That's the hinge of love. That's the geometry of truth made whole again.